Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Yud Beis. We begin on the very top, Mishnah, two lines on the top, Yud Beis and Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Veshama Yomim ein motziin lo asa koton, lo asa lulav, lo asa sefer Torah, l'rishus harabin. Now, we're dealing here with carrying on Yontif. Now, most people are under the mistaken understanding that there's heter gomur to carry on Yontif. There is no prohibition whatsoever to carry on Yontif. That's actually incorrect. And there is a restriction of carrying on Yontif. However, the vast majority of things that we carry fall into the category that Beis Hillel is matir. And that's the conclusion of the Mishnah, or Beis Hillel matirin. Now, what is the problem over here with carrying? So Rashi, in his very succinct and perfect style, says, kol mile delav tzorech achila. What Beis Shammai is saying is anything that is not required for achila is not allowed to be carried on Yontif. We have a rule that Ein Bein Shabbos LeYontif Ela Ochel Nefesh Vavad, based upon the pasuk that tells us that Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bahem Ach Asher Yochel L'Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lohem Lochem. And this pasuk tells us that Ochel Nefesh is permitted on Yontif and not carte blanche. You can't go pluck an apple off a tree, Ochel Nefesh, but at a certain point in the processing of food, so then it's permitted to do it on Yontif. So you can cook, you can bake, you can shecht an animal. But you can't grind, for example. You're not allowed to go and pluck an apple off a tree. So all of these things are considered tzorech ochel nefesh. That's permitted on Yontif, not permitted on Shabbos. And according to Beis Shammai, only ochel nefesh, caring for ochel nefesh, is permitted. But caring otherwise is not permitted, according to Beis Shammai, unless it's for ochel nefesh. And that's what Rashi says. Beis Shammai says you can't carry a child, a katan. You can't carry a lulav, even though it's for a mitzvah. And you can't carry even a sefer Torah. You need to bring a sefer Torah to the shul to lane. You're not allowed to do so because kol mile delav tzorech achila. If something is not needed for ochel nefesh, there is no heter to go and carry it on Yontif. Now, Beis Hillel's Meitirin, they're much, much more meikel. But it's not a carte blanche. It's not across the board that there's no problem with carrying. Beis Hillel's opinion is, mitoch shehutra l'tzorech ochel nefesh, since we permit things for ochel nefesh, hutra nami lo lutzorech ochel nefesh. This is really phrases, mitoch shehutra lutzorech, hutra nami shelo lutzorech. That's the normal expression that we use, which is how we pass it, like Beis Hillel. Since there is a heter to go and carry for ochel nefesh, so therefore there's a heter to carry even when it's not for ochel nefesh. But what people may not be familiar with is that it has to have tzorech yontif ktsas. It has to be for some purpose for yontif. And therefore, it's not a blanket. Yes, you can carry. Now, of course, if you have an Erev, the Erev works for Shabbos, the Erev works for yontif to allow you to carry things that you wouldn't otherwise be allowed to carry. But without an Erev, you can carry in yontif, but you're not allowed to carry unless it has tzorech yontif ktsas. It has to have some benefit for you personally for carrying that on yontif. In any event, that's the machlokus here in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, even though it's the Dvar Mitzvah or an impressive need, like carrying your child, or carrying a lulav on Sukkos, or carrying a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to go carry it on Yontif, because it's not Ochel Nefesh. It's not Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, you can't carry it. And Beis Hillel says, no, since we permit you to carry for Ochel Nefesh, we also permit you to carry for Tzorech Yontif Ktsas. As long as there's any reason for Yontif, even if it's not an Ochel Nefesh reason, you can carry. Gemara starts off and says, Toni Tano Kamei Derav Yitzhok Bar Avdimi. There once was an Amora who learned brises. That's why they're called a Tana in this sense. They're not Tanoim, they're Amoraim, but they learned brises in front of their Rebbe. So they were called Toni Tano Kamei, and in this situation, Rav Yitzhok Bar Avdimi. So this Amora was learning the brises in front of Rav Yitzhok Bar Avdimi, and he said the following brisa, Hashochet Olas Nedova Biyontif Loke. He said that this brisa teaches us that if a person were to go Shecht and Olas Nedova on Yontif or Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and bring korbanos that are voluntary korbanos, because you have only a heter to go and bring time-dependent korbanos. So on Shabbos, therefore, you can only shech those korbanos which are obligatory to bring that Shabbos. They're usually korbanos sibur, and the same thing applies on Yontif, that there is an obligation to only bring those korbanos that are time-dependent. Now, according to Beis Hillel, that would include karbanos that you can eat part of them. So, for example, you would be allowed to bring shalmei simcha, shlomim, because while they go on the mizbeach, you get to eat from them. So that's like ochel nefesh. But you would not be allowed, even according to Beis Hillel, to go and bring an olas nedava, because you're not allowed to bring voluntary, nedava is a voluntary ola, you're not allowed to bring it because it's not eaten by you, it's on the mizbeach, totally kolil toktar, it's totally given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the hide is kept by the kohanim. And in this situation, you would not be allowed to bring it, even according to Beis Hillel. But the question is, are you over an Isser in this situation? And this Brisa says, yes, you are, that you will get Malkus for it. Because if you're shechting when you're not allowed to, so that's an Isser Daraisa. Shechting is falling under the rubric, the Av Melacha of Chavola or Ritzicha, and therefore you're not allowed to go and shecht. And as a result, you wouldn't be allowed to go and shecht and olas nedava, and if you did, you're transgressing yontif and you're chayev malkis loke. That's the brisa that this Tana learned in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So Amalei, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says to this Talmud learning in front of him, who says this? Whose opinion is this brisa according to? The Amalach Mani, this brisa that you just quoted, whose opinion does it go like? This is Beis Shammai. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai, because the Amre Beis Shammai's opinion is, because they are, as I have mentioned in the Mishnah, of the opinion that only ochel nefesh is allowed. So shchita for ochel nefesh is allowed. You can shecht according to Beis Shammai on Yontif, not a problem. But a shchita that won't be ochel nefesh, in other words, a shchita that is a karbon, and especially an ola, which nothing is eaten at all, so then this opinion says that you'll get malchus. We don't say, because you're allowed to go and shecht, you can go, and in this situation, shecht a korban that's an olas nedava. And this is based upon their opinion holding, lo amrinon mitoch shehutro tzah, since in our Mishnah, hotzah is not permitted except for ochel nefesh, it's only permitted letzorech ochel nefesh, therefore we do not say hutra nami shelo letzorech ochel nefesh. We don't say it's permitted when it's not for ochel nefesh. So therefore, this brisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, must be going only in accord with Beis Shammai, because the Beis Hillel, Ha'amri, if this was the opinion of Beis Hillel, they hold the opposite. They say that you're allowed to go carry Beis Hillel Matirin in our Mishnah, Bitoch Shehutro Tzor Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, since you're allowed to go carry food for Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, so therefore, Hutro Nami Shelo Letzorach Ochel Nefesh is also permitted when it's not for Ochel Nefesh. So therefore, if they hold that, Hochanami, if they hold for Otzor, that's not Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do Hotzor as long as it's Letzorach Yontif Tzas, Mitoch Shehutra Shechita Letzorach. Likewise, the same thing applies. Since they allowed you to do Shechita for Ochel Nefesh, so Hutra Nami, Beis Hillel would say that you're also allowed to do Shechita even Nami Shelo Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, because this Olas Nedava is not eaten at all by you. It's, quote, eaten by the Mizbeach. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is eating it, but that's not considered Ochel Nefesh. But Beis Hillel would say, since you're allowed to shecht, so this is called Shelo Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, albeit it's Letzorach Yontif Tzas, because you're bringing this carbon, and therefore it is allowed according to Beis Hillel. So Rav Yitzchak Adimi said that this Brisa, that this Amora taught in front of him, obviously is only according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. However, Ma'askif L'Rabba, Rabba wasn't happy with this explanation. Why? Mimai, the Beis Shammai, or Beis Hillel, b'hol pligi. This is assuming in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are having a general argument about Mitoch Shehutra Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, Hutranami Shelo Letzorach Ochel Nefesh. That's what we're assuming, Ritzo Adimi, and the way we learn the Mishnah is assuming that that's the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that goes for everything. So once something is permitted on Yontif because of the need for Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, so then that same activity is permitted even when it's not Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, as long as it's Tzorach Yontif Tzas, according to Beis Hillel, and not according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, no, you can't. Now, who says that that's what our Mishnah is arguing about, Rabba says? Maybe, Dilma, in fact, our Mishnah is a very specific argument, carrying, and only carrying. In fact, the only machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is there an Isser of carrying on Yontif? Otherwise, they would agree, only things that are Tzorach Ochel Nefesh allowed to be done in Yontif. But then they have a separate machlokes. Was the Isser of carrying only on Shabbos? Or is the Isser of carrying also applicable on Yontif? And then you add in the Ochel Nefesh or not. Maybe, though, they're not arguing about Ochel Nefesh. They're arguing about, is carrying prohibited on Yontif? That Beis Shammai says it is prohibited. And Beis Hillel says carrying is allowed on Yontif. Dilma, be'eriv, v'hotzah. No concept of an Eruv Chatzeros, which is contingent upon, are you allowed to carry or not, Hotzor, can you go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, L'Shabbos, The Ein Erev Hotzol Yom Tov Kol Mifligi. They're arguing about is the din of carrying only applicable on Shabbos and not applicable on Yom Tov. Mar Sabar Be Shammai holds Erev Hotzol Shabbos Ve'Erev Hotzol Yom Tov. That the din of carrying is a prohibition that applies Shabbos as well as Yom Tov. It's not Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it applies Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whereas Beis Hillel, Umar Sabar, Beis Hillel's opinion is Erev Hotzol L'Shabbos. The whole concept of Erev and Hotzol is only a din by Shabbos. We'll see based upon Pesukim. But it's Heter Gomer, the Ein Erev and Hotzol. There is no din of Erev Chatzeros or a problem of carrying on Yontif. It's only a din in Shabbos. Why is this? Kedir Sid. Because the Pasuk says, V'lo so see you, Maso mi botechem. You're not allowed to carry things from your houses when Beyond my Shabbos, b'Shabbos in beyond to flow. It's only a prohibition on Shabbos. So therefore, maybe our Mishnah is that Beis Shammai says there's an issur of carrying on Yontif, and that's why you can't carry the Katan, the Lulav, and the Sefer Torah. And Beis Hillel says Matirim because they don't hold that there's an issur of carrying. But in regards to Ochel Nefesh, maybe only Tzorech Ochel Nefesh is good, and we don't have this concept. He talks Shut L'Tzorech, Hutrinam Shalol L'Tzorech. And therefore, Rav Yitzchak Baradimi, you're understanding this Braisa incorrectly. So Gemara says, really? Maskel Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked to Rabba, and he says, that's not correct. Elamayata, if you're saying that this is what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about, then why do we give an example of Katan, Lulav, and Sefer Torah? You know what we should have said? Liflagu ba'avonim. Can you carry a rock? Now, that's something that is either clearly usser or clearly going to be mutter. And therefore, since they're not arguing about a rock, as Rashi says, e ain isser hotzah, if there is no isser of hotzah, like you're suggesting that Beis Hillel holds, ain iser tiltul, then there's no problem of muktza. Shelo nesa tiltul, the whole concept of tiltul, why things are muktza, is only because we're concerned that if we let you go and take something that is muktza, you're going to forget yourself and carry it. Mishum hotzah. Umar shelo gazru al kol tiltul. Why didn't the rabbis prohibit every single item? Afilu al ochle v'keil. They shouldn't have let you carry anything. Because that's impossible. You can't go through life not carrying anything on Shabbos. How are you supposed to pick up your soup spoon and eat your soup? So therefore, they didn't make such a gzera. And therefore, you're allowed to go and carry those things. However, when it comes, if this is what you're saying, the argument is about that Yontif, there's no issur of carrying, they should have said it with a rock. But since they didn't say it with a rock, therefore, it must be element the low miflige b'avonim. Since they didn't have the machlokas with a rock, they just had it with a katan, lulav, and sefer Torah, mustn't it be, botzah shelo litzorech plige, that they're arguing about that it's not litzorech ochel nefesh. Everybody agrees that there's an issur of carrying on yontif. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas is, do we say, mitoch shut litzorech, chutrinam shelo litzorech. So, if something is permissible for ochel nefesh, Beis Shammai says you can carry it. Beis Shammai says if it's not permissible for ochel nefesh, you can't carry it. And Beis Hillel says, no, once we allow you to go and carry, Ochel nefesh, litzorech ochel nefesh. You can also carry something that is as long as litzorech yantiv k'tzas. Carrying your kid, that's litzorech yantiv k'tzas. Carrying the lulav, certainly litzorech yantiv. Carrying the sefer Torah, certainly litzorech yantiv. And therefore it is allowed. And therefore Rav Yitzchak Baradimi is correct. And Rabba's question falls aside. No, the after Rav Yochanan Sabar. Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Yitzchak Baradimi and says that the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is b'mitoch shehutra hotzol litzorech hutra nami shelo litzorech pligi. That this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is exactly this subject. One, do we say this concept of mitoch hoil that if you're allowed to go and do permissible things, so for ochel nefesh, then you're also allowed to go and do it even when it's not litzorech ochel nefesh. That's the machlokas. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. And I'll show you that this is correct. The word says the Toni Tanakh made the Rav Yochanan, because one of their Amarim was learning Brises in front of Rav Yochanan. And he learned the following Brisa. We remind ourselves that the Gid Hanosha is a prohibited type of the animal. It's the sciatic nerve, according to many, and according to some, it's only the right sciatic nerve. That's Rav Yehuda's opinion. According to the Chachamim, it's both sciatic nerves. In any event, that's the Issa D'Raisa. The surrounding meats and fats around it, they may be only also Midrabanan. We're not going to get into right now. Here we're dealing, the Braisa says, if a person is Hamevashel Gid Hanosha B'cholov B'yontif, the Acholo, and he eats it, if a person is cooking the Gid Hanosha with milk, not the Gid Hanosha, arguably is fleishach. If you say that it's a food, so then it's fleishach, and you're not allowed to cook it with milk. And if you do this on yontif, and then you eat it, so the braisa says loke chomish, you get 5 malkis. You did 5 isurim over here. Now, what did he do? So, number one, your loke, the gezer that we have is mevashel gid, and on the side it says he should add the word beyontif, because you're mevashel on yontif, so you're not allowed to go and cook on yontif. So, this is number one. Now, You are allowed to cook on Yom Tov. What's going on? So obviously, this brisa is going to be consistent with the opinion of Beis Shammai, we're going to prove. Because Beis Shammai says you can only cook for Ochel Nefesh. And since you're not allowed to eat the Gid Hanosha, so therefore you can't cook it. And therefore, you don't have the principle of Mitoch. So therefore, it must be that this is Beis Shammai who says that there is an Issa of being Mavashel, the Gid Hanosha, on Yom Tov. We'll prove this in a moment when we get to the Omid Beis. That's the first Malkus that you get, the first lob that you're over. Number two, v'lo k'mishum ochel gid. The gid hanosha is not allowed to be eaten. So v'acholo mean that you ate it, so you're over the issur of eating the gid hanosha. Number three, v'lo k'mishum mevasel basa b'cholot. There's a separate prohibition. The Torah tells us three times, lo savashel gidi v'chalei bimo. One tells us you're not allowed to cook it, one tells you you're not allowed to eat it, and the third one tells you you're not allowed to get any hanoah from it. So when you go and cook the basa and cholov, the gid hanosha, the basa in cholov, so you're over this issur. That's number three. Number four, v'lo k'mishum ochel basa v'cholov. There's a separate issur of eating basa and cholov. So that's issur number four. And finally, v'lo k'mishum number five, we turn to your beis, omud beis, v'lo k'mishum havara. There's a separate issur over here of firing up the fire and cooking over here with the fire. As Rashi says, shi melocha liyatzu. It's a separate melocha. Because sabar, and this braisa holds, yesh chiluk melachos liyantiv. That yantiv also has the same 39 separate av melachos like Shabbos tov, and therefore if you're over two of them, you'll look oshtayim, al shtei melachos mishum yantiv. So you're over here for mevashel, and you're also over for the firewood. So therefore, that's why you get five malchus in this brisa. So that is what this Amora, Tani Tana, Kamei Rav Yochanan. That's what this Amora learned in front of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan did not like this. Amar le Rav Yochanan said to him, "Puk toni livra, take this brisa outside." In other words, it's not an authentic brisa. It's not an accurate brisa. Take it outside. Libra. That's why the brisas are known as brisas. They weren't in the corpus of the Mishnah. They were outside the Mishnah. That's why they're called brisas. But this brisa was outside, outside. It didn't even make it to the status of being an authentic brisa. And he told him, "Puk, go toni livra, go and learn this brisa outside my base medrash because it's incorrect." Why? What was the first reason that he felt it's incorrect? Number one, he said, Havara ubishul eno mishnah. He said, there is no iser of Havara ubishul on yantiv. Eno mishnah. As Rashi says, lo nishnes me'olam the beis medrash. No such mishnah was ever taught in the beis medrash. Rashi further says, the yantiv, eno mishnah lelukos aleim. You don't get malchus and yantiv for doing these things. Why? Because we hold, mitoch shuchu letzorech, chuchu nami shelo letzorech. Since you're allowed to go and light a fire, either for cooking or for kindling purposes. So you're allowed to go and do this litzorech, and therefore you can also do it shelo litzorech, as long as it's a tzorech yantiv ksas. And therefore, he holds like Beis Hillel, and therefore this brisa is incorrect. But b'imtim zelo mar mishnah, if you want to tell me no, that this is really a mishnah, this brisa is based upon a mishnah, it must be based upon Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai he. This could go according to Beis Shammai, as I already pointed out before. What does Beis Shammai say? The Amri. Lo amrina mitoch shehutra hotzol letzorech ochel nefesh, hutra nami shelo letzorech ochel nefesh. Because Beis Shammai's opinion is only letzorech ochel nefesh are any of the Asurim of Yom Tov allowed. But if it's not for ochel nefesh, they're not allowed. Whereas Beis Hillel holds no. Mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. It just has to be letzorech Yom Tov tzas. So ochel nami, so too over here. It must be, according to Rav Yochanan, lo, I mean, we don't say mitoch shehutra havara litzorech, hutra nami shelo litzorech. That can't be Beis Hillel. That must be Beis Shammai. Because the Beis Hillel, if it was Beis Hillel, kivan the army, since they hold mitoch shehutra hotzah litzorech, hutra nami shelo litzorech, since they allow hotzah, as we clearly saw in our Mishnah, to be done, even if it's not litzorech ochel nefesh, as long as it's tzorech yantiv tzas, they apply this principle of mitoch, hoel, since you're allowed to go and do it litzorech of ochel nefesh, so you can do it even when it's not litzorech ochel nefesh. So ochel nami here too. Mitoch shehutra havara litzorech, since you're allowed to go and do firewood, kindle firewood for tzorech of ochel nefesh, so certainly then hutra nami shelo litzorech ochel nefesh. It's also permissible even if it's not litzorech ochel nefesh, again, as long as it's litzorech yantiv tzas. So therefore, Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, and that is in fact the halacha lemaisa. Next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to be discussing certain types of matnos kahuna. There are many, many matnos kahuna. There are 24 matnos kahuna. And in addition to trumas and maestros, we also have other matanos. One of the matanos, which we've spoken about recently as well, is known as the matana called chala, which is when you have a dough for an individual person that has a certain amount of dough there, about 5 pounds worth of flour. Certainly then you make a bracha and your mafrish challah 1/24 from that, and that what your mafrish, the dough that you mafrish, that 1/24, we call it challah, it's a certain type of truma, and you give that to the kohen. So that's a certain type of matana known as challah. Another one of the matnos kahuna is that we give the zroa l'chayayim and keva. The zroa is the right foreleg of the animal. The l'chayayim is the lechi, is the jaw of the animal. And the keva is one of the stomachs of the animal. So these are when a regular plain animal, we're not talking here about a korban, a regular plain animal that you shecht, so you have to give the kohen his due. The kohen gets the zroa l'chayayim and keva of a regular shechted animal. So now you're allowed to go shecht on yontif. So the question that the Mishnah is going to address is, are you allowed to go and give the matanos of challah and the matanos of zroa l'chayayim and keva to the kohen on yontif? So Beis Shammai Omrim, we start the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, no, ein molichin challah, you're not allowed to go and give the challah to the kohen on yontif, nor can you give him the matanos. The matanos are the zroa l'chayayim and keva, they're called the matana of the regular animal that you've shechted for yourself. You're not allowed to bring challah or the matanos of zroa l'chayim and keva to the kohen be yontif. And this is true, the Mishnah says, bein shuhur mu me'emesh, whether they were actually taken out yesterday. So you talking about Erev Yontif, you made a dough on Erev Yontif, and you have the challah there, and you want to give it to the kohen now on Yontif. Or you shechted the animal Erev Yontif, and you have the zroa l'chayayim keva, and now on Yontif, you want to give the matanos to the kohen. So you're not allowed to do this, the Mishnah says, bein shuhur mu me'emesh, whether they were taken off yesterday Erev Yontif, or even if you will only mafrish them today. Now, Rashi points out, you are allowed to be mafrish the challah on yontif. You can separate it. In fact, you must separate it because you're not allowed to eat from the dough until you take off challah. As Rashi says, it is mutter to do this hafrosha. You can't do trumas and maisers on yontif or Shabbos, but you are allowed to be mafrish the challah because you're allowed to bake fresh bread on yontif. And since you're allowed to go and eat it, you have to be misaking it, and you have to be mafrish from your isa, from your dough, the challah. But you're not allowed to go bring it to the kohen, according to Beis Shammai. And likewise, the zroa l'chayim and keva, even though technically the rest of the animal is not tevel, the dough, really, technically, the rest of it is tevel, and you're not allowed to eat it until you mafrish the challah. So it's similar, but not exactly the same in regards to the zroa l'chayim and keva. Technically, you are allowed to eat the animal. It's not considered tevel until you give the kohen the zroa l'chayim and the keva. You are allowed to eat it, but you're not being makayim the mitzvah saseh. As Rashi says, in lo pirish, if you don't separate the zroa l'chayim and keva, so harehu ochlon, you are allowed to eat the rest of the basar. However, va'over b'yaseh, you are over an aseh. And therefore, for both the dough and for the zroa l'chayim and keva, haramason hitiru. The rabbis permitted you to do the taking of the challah and the zroa l'chayim and keva, separating them on yontif. But, according to Beis Shammai, below halachasan, but you can't bring them to the kohen. Why not? Rashi says, gzeira, the ein magbein, and the Bach changes it around, truma. If we allow you to go and separate out the challah and the zroa l'chayim keva, you may come to separate out trumas and maestros. That is Beis Shammai's opinion. And this is true, the Mishnah says, whether they were separated on yontif itself, or even if they were separated before yontif, you're not allowed to go bring them to the kohen on yontif. Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel says, absolutely okay. We don't make any such gezeira, not a problem. And this is true, even if they were separated previously. Meaning you could have done it on Erev Yontif, but you didn't. Nevertheless, you're still allowed to go bring it to the Kohen on Yontif. Now, what's the understanding of this machlokus? The Mishnah continues. Amlem Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, you know why we said you can't be bringing it to the Kohen? It's a Gzeira Shabbat. Now, Rashi points out this is not the normal usage of a Gzeira Shabbat. Lav Dafka. This is not a real Gzeira Shabbat over here. The Kulim of the Rabbanan. This whole thing is a Din the Rabbanan. But we're using borrowed terminology. Ella, Dumya, the Gzeira Shabbat, the Rabbanan. This is like, it's really a Gzeira Shabbat. It's an equivalent degree. It's an equivalent type of a statement. What is that? Beis Shammai says, Challah, the taking off of Challah, the giving of the Challah to the Kohen, and the matanos, the zroa l'chayayim and keva that you give to him from a regular animal that you shecht, these are matanos l'kohen. These are the 24 matanos to the kohen. Now, utruma, the giving of truma to a kohen, is also another one of the 24 matanos of kahuna, matanos l'kohen. So Beis Shammai says that we compare these two, gezeira shava. We apply the same rule to both of them. Just like yishem shem molichem esat truma, just like you're not allowed to give to the kohen truma on yontif. As Rashi points out, the Bahar Modisulon Shahari Miyasmo Lugbo, that even Beis Hillel says, since they were taken off yesterday, because you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisis and Yontif, so they were taken off yesterday, guess what? You should have brought them yesterday. So even Beis Hillel says, this is something that you could have done before Yontif, so you're not allowed to go and do it on Yontif. So just like the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai holds, Kishem Shem Olichin Esat Truma, you're not allowed to bring the Truma on Yontif, even though it was Mufrash yesterday, Erev Yontif, so too, Gezeira Shabbat, the same ruling applies. Kach ein molichin es ha-matanos. You can't give the matanos. And Rashi points out, the same thing applies to the dough. We just picked one of the two to give you the example. But it could have just said as easily, kach ein molichin es ha-chala. So you're not allowed to give the Kohen either the chala or the zro l'chayayim and keva because you can't give them the truma. That's what Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel respond? Amulem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says back, no, you're wrong, lo, you're incorrect. Im amaretim b'truma. I agree with you on Truma. Why? Sheno Zakai Bar Ramosa, because you're not allowed to take it on Yontif. So we don't let you bring it, because if you come to bring it, because you were mafresh it Erev Yontif, next time you're going to come to be mafresh it on Yontif too. You'll say, last year I gave it to him on Yontif, so why can't I do it this year? Okay, I'll be mafresh it now and bring it to him. So therefore, Beis Hillel agrees that you can't bring Truma, because in Mamartim with Truma, Sheno Zakai Bar Ramosa, we agree with you in regards to Truma, but what does it have to do with the chala or with the matnos of the zro l'chayayim and keva? Tomri b'matanos with the zro l'chayayim and the keva, or Rashi points out with the dough with the chala. Shazak ha-meramosim, you are allowed to separate them on yontif. So there's no gzeira. What are you worried about? Next year the guy will separate it on yontif. You're allowed to. So therefore there's a difference between truma and the chala or zro l'chayayim and keva. That's Beis Hillel's response to Beis Shammai. The Gemara begins and says, Kosol Kadaitach, we're basing our understanding of this Mishnah on the facts as follows. Shehur mu mehayom, v'shenishchatu mehayom, v'shehur mu meyamesh, v'shenishchatu meyamesh. We seem to be saying that our Mishnahs cross all the cases, whether it was the Chala or the Zro l'chayayim, the Keva, were taken off Erev Yontif, or they're taken off on Yontif. The same din applies across the board. Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes. In other words, Beis Shammai is very machmir. They're saying, even if you had no choice, if you only mafrish the challah today, because you're baking the dough today, if you only shechted the animal today, you couldn't have done the zro l'chayayim keva before yontif. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai says he's still not allowed to bring it to the Kohen because of their, quote, gizei reshava, to compare it to truma. Now the Gemara says, who is the author of our Mishnah? Mani mas nisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Because there are three separate Tanoic opinions that we're going to learn right now from a Braisa. So the Gemara says, the author of our Mishnah cannot be the first two opinions, Lo Rebbe Yossi, the Lo Rebbe Yehuda. It's neither the opinion of Yossi or the opinion of Yehuda. Whose opinion is it? Elo Acherim. It is the opinion of the Acherim. Now, what are these three opinions? The Tanya, because the Braisa says as follows. The first opinion is Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya says, Lo Nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that the only machlokis that we have in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not the following. Lo nechluku, they aren't arguing al hamatanos shehum erev yontif. We're not dealing over here with matanos that were taken off an erev yontif. Shemolichim hamatanos shehumu mehayom v'shenishul mehayom. Everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, even Beis Shammai agrees that once you have a heter to bring the matanos from today, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai says you can bring the matanos from today because you shechted the animal today. You could give them the zro l'chayayim and keva before Yontif. You only shechted on the first day of Yontif. So therefore, on Yontif, you could bring today's zro l'chayayim and keva. Once you're going, you can bring yesterday's as well. Same thing would be with the challah. If you're baking a dough today on Yontif, so you can bring today's dough to the Kohen, so then you can also bring along, schlep along for the ride, yesterday's dough as well, the challah that you took off from yesterday. There's no machlokes. Lo nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in this situation. Where are they arguing? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time Beis Hillel Beis Shammai having a machlokes, lo nechlechu elu lo lichon bifnei atzman. If you're taking the erev yontif gifts, either the zro l'chayim keva or the dough, the challah, that's the machlokes. Beis Shammai yomim ein molichin, Beis Hillel yomim molichin. There, Beis Shammai says, listen, you could have done this before yontif, so we're not giving you a heter to go do it on yontif. And Beis Hillel says, no problem. You're allowed to. Now, let's understand the rest of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'kachu Beis Shammai donin. This is what Beis Shammai told to Beis Hillel, the following. After all, the same exact thing we learned in the Mishnah. Chalo matonos, the taking of the chala and giving it to the Kohen, and the matonos of Zor l'chayem keva, giving to the Kohen, are of the 24 matanos of the Kohen, matana l'Kohen. And likewise, utruma is another one of the 24 matanos that the Kohen gets, matana l'Kohen. So we make this gezeira shabbat. We compare the two. Kishem shem olichin es ha-truma. Everybody agrees you can't take the truma. So kach ein olichin es ha-matanos. So too, you can't take this roll chayim the cable or the dough, the challah. That's what Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel. And Amar and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel responds back to him and says, lo, you're wrong, you're incorrect. Because imamartim betruma sheno zaka be'arim wasa, tomu be'matano shazaka be'arim wasa, the two are not the same. Truma is not allowed to be mufresh on yontif. So therefore, we understand why you don't let them go and bring truma on yontif. But the matanos of the Zerah L'Chayayim in the cable or of Chala are allowed to be taken off. In fact, must be taken off on yontif or else you can't eat the food. And therefore, there's no comparison. It's not a Gzeirah Shavah. That is the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that the Machlokes is only talking about pure Erev Yontif Hafroshos, because even Beis Shammai admits that the Yontif Hafroshos are allowed to be taken. Second opinion of the Brice, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no. Lo nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al matanos. They're not having an argument about the matanos. Everybody, including Beis Shammai, says molichin, because you're allowed to be mafresh them, so there you're allowed to go and deliver them. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're dealing with today's or yesterday's. They're not arguing about the matanos kuhuna of Zerah L'Chayayim Keva and Chala. What are they arguing about? Lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel el ala truma. They're arguing about truma. She Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai omrim ein molichin. Beis Shammai says you can't bring truma because of the concern that you're going to go and be mafresh to truma. And Beis Hillel says we don't make such a gzeira. Well, Beis Hillel omrim molichin. You're allowed to go and bring truma as long as you separate it on erev yontif. You can bring it even on yontif because it's ochel nefesh. And in fact, now you learn the Mishnah the other way around. The Mishnah, we had it as Beis Shammai telling to Beis Hillel. Now our Mishnah has learned as Beis Hillel is telling to Beis Shammai. The Kachayu Beis Hillel Donin. This is the understanding of Beis Hillel that they said, Chalo matnos, the Chala and the Zerah L'Chayim Keva are matanos l'Kohen. Matana l'Kohen. Uchuma is matana l'Kohen. These are all different ones of the 24 matnos kahuna. And therefore, Kishem Shemolichin is matanos, just like you give the Zerah L'Chayim the Keva and the Chala. On Yontif, kach molichin is a truma. Why can't you give truma? As long as it was mufresh before Yontif, so you're not doing any yisurim, you're allowed to go do it. That's Beis Hillel's opinion. And Beis Shammai responds back to them, not the other way around. Beis Shammai, Amar Beis Shammai, lo, no, Beis Hillel, you're wrong. Because the matnos of Zerah L'Chayim Keva and Chala, imamartim b'matanos, such as these that are permissible, shazakai b'arimosim on Yontif, so therefore there's no concern. Maybe you'll come and be mafresh them on Yontif. Big deal, you're allowed to. So, Tomer b'truma, you're going to say you can deliver truma? Because here, if you deliver truma, you may come to be mafreshin, and that's not allowed. But truma, she'en azaka b'aramasa, would you say the same thing? So, according to this, the machlokis is between, according to Rav Yossi, the machlokis between Mishama and Mishama is only in regards to truma, but heter gomer in regards to delivering challah. Even according to Mishama, you can deliver the challah or the Zerah L'Chayim Keva. Now, neither of these two opinions is in accord with what our Mishnah said, because Rav Yossi clearly is not in accord. Rav Yossi says that they're not arguing about the Zerah L'Chayim Keva and Chala. And our Mishnah certainly says that they are. And it's not even like the first opinion of Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says that Beis Shammai agrees that you're allowed to go and deliver them when they're mufrash on Yontif. And that's not what our Mishnah says as well. So clearly our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda, and it's not like Rav Yossi. Who is it like? Elo Acherim, as we said. Acherim, the third opinion is, Acherim omrim, lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al truma. No, according to the third opinion, they're not arguing at all about truma. Everybody, even Beis Hillel, says that you can't be bringing the truma, even though you're mafresh it on Erev Yontif, because of the concern that if we allow you to bring it on Yontif, you're going to be mafresh it next time on Yontif. No machlokas there. Lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al truma. Everybody, even Beis Hillel, Shein Molichin, says you can't bring it. The only machlokas is lo nechleku al matanos. The only talking about the Zerah L'Chayayim in the Keva. She Beis Shammai omrim ein molichin, regardless of when it was taken off, even on Yontif. Beis Hillel omrim molichin. Beis Hillel says you can bring it. Ah, this is in exactly accord with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says lema acherim hi. Let us say that the acherim is the opinion of our Mishnah, the Lo Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, it's not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says they're not arguing about the matanos of Zerah L'Chayayim in Keva. They're only arguing about Truma. So clearly it's not Rav Yossi, but let us say that our Mishnah is like the Acherim, and it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rav, Rav says, no, the other way around. Mi Kitani, does our Mishnah actually say, Shehurmu Mehayom, V'nishchatu Mehayom? Is our Mishnah talking about taking off Challah, or taking off the Zerah L'Chayayim Keva only on Yontif? Shehurmu Kitani, it says it across the board, which would mean, Uli Olam, Shchitasa Meyamesh, even when they were shechted yesterday. Ah, now this is certainly not going to be like the Achayim. This is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Lema Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Achayim. Oh, let us now say that this then is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and not the Achayim. So the Gemara says, in fact, our Mishnah could go like both Rabbi Yehuda and the Achayim. It certainly can't go like Rabbi Yossi. That's clear. But our Mishnah could actually go both like Rabbi Yehuda or the Achayim. Why is that? Afilu Tema the Achayim, and of course Rabbi Yehuda. Ubahanech dinishchetu me'emesh. Our Mishnah is only talking about animals that were shechted on Erev Yontif, not those that were shechted on Yontif. Dough that was taken off the challah on Erev Yontif, not on Yontif. And this, according to both Rabbi Yehuda and the Achayim, would be prohibited by Beis Shammai to bring on Yontif and permitted by Beis Hillel to bring on Yontif. When it says, if this is the way you're understanding it, then there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Achayim, Yehachi, Hain Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Achayim and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the exact same thing. So where are they having a machlokas? The Brisa says there are three opinions. What's the third opinion? So the Gemara says, no, Ika Benayot Feila. The difference is, Rabbi Yehuda had said that if you're bringing items that were shechted today, so then you're also allowed to bring with them Tfeila to them. You can bring subordinate to them items that were shechted yesterday. You can bring Zeroa, Chayayim, and Keva from Erev Yontif once you're bringing ones that are on Yontif. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Kula. The Achayim disagree with that. The Achayim say, no, you're only allowed to bring the animals that you have no choice. They were shechted on Yontif, they were baked on Yontif, and therefore you have a dough, the challah, you have the Zeroa, Chayayim, and Keva only from Yontif. That's where you're allowed to do it according to Beis Shammai. But not, you can't bring along for the ride the Tfeila, the ones from yesterday. That's the Achayim's opinion. And Yehuda says, no, once you're bringing it today, you can bring yesterday's as well. How do we paskin? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halachik Rav Yossi. We paskin, in fact, like the opinion of Rav Yossi, that there is no machlokes in bringing the Zeroa L'Chayim Keva or the Challah on Yontif. Even Beis Shammai says you're allowed to do this. Only machlokes is in regards to the Truma. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Beis Shammai says we're concerned, the Gzeira, if we allow you to bring the Truma, you may be mafresh it. And Beis Hillel says no, we're not concerned about that. That's the Psak Halacha on Rav Yehuda Mishmul Halacha Rav Yossi. Now the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is correct. Rav Tovi, Berei de Rav Nechemya, that's a certain Amora, Havale Garba de Chamra, he had a certain container of wine, the Truma, there was Truma, and he wanted to go bring it to the Kohen on Yontif. Also the Kamei de Yossi, so he went to ask Rav Yossi Vishayla. Amalo, he said to him, am I allowed to go bring on Yontif today this Truma to the Kohen? So Amalei, so Rav Yossi said, yeah, we paskin like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that halacha is like Rav Yossi, and if that halacha is like Rav Yossi, it's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in regards to bringing the truma. Beis Shammai says no, but Beis Hillel says yes, and we pass it always like Beis Hillel. Halacha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha Rav Yossi, and the halacha is that we paskin like Rav Yossi that the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is regarding bringing the truma, and since we paskin like Beis Hillel, yes, Rav Yossi told Rav Tovi Berei de Rav Nechemya, you can bring this jug of wine to the Kohen on Yontif. Mara says, Ush bezichne de rova bar Rav Chanan, the person who was the hotelier, the person who was hosting rova bar Rav Chanan, havale isuriyaisa de chardala. He had, isuriyaisa is like a bundle. It's bound together. Like we say every morning in the Kabbalah, matir asurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu frees up the ones that are bound. So asuriyaisa is a bundle of chardala. Chardala is mustard. So the way the mustard comes, it's sold in bundles. They would take the stalks, which Rashi says, Hasharvitim, which is the stalks, and they would have inside of them, Hazera Besochan, the mustard seeds, which is the ikker part of this food, is inside. So a person would sell this Ushbezichne of Rava Bar Rav Chanan, came to Rava Bar Rav Chanan to ask him the following Shaila, Mahu Lefaruche, am I allowed to go and crush this? Rashi says, to crush the Sharvitim, to crush these stalks, Ulahotzi hazera biyontif, and take out the zera on yontif and eat it. Mi shari biyontif, do we say that this is permissible on yontif, just like shchit is permissible, ukibisho, like cooking, or do we say odilma? No. Even the efshem erev yontif, there is no loss in its goodness by doing this on erev yontif, so we have a rule. Normally, things that you could do on erev yontif that won't make it less tasty or less fresh or anything like that, so you have to do them on erev yontif, you're not allowed to do malach on yontif that you could have done before yontif. So therefore, do we say, Kivin the Efshel B'Erev Yontif, lo, the Toldas Disha Hu, because this would be an Ab Malacha of Disha if it were not allowed because of Ochel Nefesh. So here, since you could do it before Yontif, maybe you can't do it on Yontif. That's the question that this Ushbezichne of Rabba bar Rav Hanan asked him, Ma'u lefaruche, can I go and crush it over here? Umechal minaya b'yontif, and go and eat it on yontif. Did I have to do it beforehand, or can I do it on yontif? So Rabba bar Rav Hanan was an honest Talmud Chacham, lo ha b'yada. He said, I don't know the answer. So let's go ask my rabbi. So also, lekameh de Rabba. So he went to Rabba. They asked to go to Ladar. Amalei, Rabba said, Molin melilos umefarchin kitnios b'yontif. He said, yes, this is permissible ochel nefesh preparations. You're allowed to be molilin melilos. What is that? So Rashi explains, dosh kelachar yad. This is like threshing, doing it in an indirect, alternate way, backhanded way. And vafilu b'shabbos, it wouldn't be an issa deraisa, lav deraisa hu, ela midrabanan. It would only be an issa derabanan. And ubi yontif lo gosu. The rabbis never set this up as an issa on yontif. And therefore, you'd be allowed to go be molul and melilos, to go and rub the grain together to get out the grain from inside the stalk. And here's the point, umefarchid kidneos. And you could go crush the kidneos on yontif as well. So therefore, the mustard is kidneos, and therefore you'd be allowed to go and extract over here the seed by crushing it on yontif. It's not an issa deraisa, it would only be an issa derabanan on Shabbos, and therefore it's allowed on yontif. The rabbi said, we're not making gzeira over here, it's ochel nefesh, we're not instituting gzeira. Abai was not happy with this. Ezvi Abai asked Rava, Hamola melilos me'erev Shabbos. If you did this on Erev Shabbos, so then on Shabbos lemochar, minafeach miyad liyad ve'ochel. Then on Shabbos itself, you'd be allowed to go and separate the good stuff, the grain that you want, from the chaff, the stalk that you don't want. Because when you did the melilos, when you separated it by rubbing the grain together, you didn't separate it fully. You just detached it, but now it's all mixed together. So on Shabbos itself, minafeich, you're allowed to blow on it, what we call miyad liyad. Rashi explains, miyad liyad means shelo kederecho, not the way you would do it on a normal weekday. And then it's not considered that you're separating it, winnowing it on Shabbos, and you're allowed to eat it. However, you're not allowed to use avalo b'konon v'lo b'samchoi. You're not allowed to go and take specialized instruments. Rashi says a konon is a kli, rosho echod rochav, vasheni osui k'ein marzev, kotzar, that one end is a wide open end, and you put everything inside of that. The other end is a narrow end, and only the thinner, lighter stuff will go through, and the thicker stuff will be separated out. You put the kidneys in at the top, and you shake it up. And the good stuff, mizgalgal, will roll down down the other narrow end, and absolus, and all the waste product, will stay up, won't be able to get through. So this is a sifting type of a kli, so you can't use this on Shabbos. And tamchoy says the kar gadol is a plate, and like you shake it, and it will separate out. You're not allowed to do that either. So you can only blow it in your hand, miyad liyad, from one hand to the other hand. Okay, but on yontif, hamola melilos me'erev yontif, if you did this separating the grain from the seeds inside of it, the grain from the chaff, on erev yontif, so then on yontif, lemochar, what can you do? You are allowed to be menafeach yad al yad. This is different than yad liyad. Rashi explains, al yad is ma'at ma'at, a little bit at a time, v'ochel, and then eat it. And you're even allowed to use these tools that you weren't allowed to use on Shabbos. You can use this konon, afilu b'konon, this funnel-like structure, afilu b'tamchoi, or the plate, and you could separate it that way. But you're still not allowed to use the really good strainers, afilu b'tavla. You can't use a tavla, a large plate, or a napa, is a certain type of a very good sieve, a colander, afilu b'kavra, or a coarser type of a filter or a sieve. So these things, Rashi says, are too much mechzei keman da'avil litzorech mochad. People did this a lot at one time, and therefore these types of utensils didn't just do for one meal. You did it for 20 meals. Shein derech lasos v'keil alalu el harbe. So therefore these very, very fine sifting instruments or implements would only be used for large amounts. So the konun or the tamchoy, yes, that's used for a one-time meal. So therefore, it's clear you're using it for yontif. But these larger types of utensils for separating the tabla, the napa, the kavra, you can't. Now, here comes Abai's question. It says, may erev yontif in. You're only allowed to do this hamole melilos on erev yontif. But yontif lo, you're not allowed to do it on yontif. So how can Rava, how can you say that you're allowed to go do molul and melilos on yontif itself? So Gemara says, no, Abai is incorrect. Afilu tema b'yontif. This is even talking about on yontif. You're allowed to do this molin melilos. I, but I did the tana reisha me'erev Shabbos. Since the first part of this was saying on erev Shabbos, and you're only allowed to blow menafeach miyad liyad va'ochel on Shabbos. So since the first part is talking about that you did the melilos on erev Shabbos, and then you did the nafeach on Shabbos, so tana seifa. So too on yontif, nami be'erev yontif. It's talking about that you did the separating on Erev Yontif. But in fact, the same halach would apply even on Yontif. So therefore, Abaye is incorrect, and Rava's answer is right. Molulin, Malilos, you are allowed to do this. So therefore, Tana Sefer, not in the Erev Yontif. That's the only reason why it mentioned on Erev Yontif, but the same halach would apply on Yontif. Where it says, wait a second, Im Kain, if that's right, so then we now have a case, Masinu Truma Shazakai Baharamosa, that we now have an example of Truma that is allowed to be taken off of on Yontif. Now we had said before, in our very mission, the Tanan, we had learned, Utanan, lo, we said no. Imamartim betruma, sheino zaka baramos v'chula. We said you can't compare truma to the matnos of the Zrola Chayam and Keva and Chala. That was because we said there's no way that you can ever take off truma on Yontif. But here, according to what we just said, if you did the molin and melilos, and we're talking about that you did it on Yontif, and then you're allowed to go and separate it out, so obviously you're not allowed to eat it before you go and give it to the Kohen. So here, in this situation, we have a case where you'd be allowed to go and separate the truma, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. It would be tevel. I said, no, that's not a kasha. Lo kasha, and we turn to Yud Gimel of an Aleph. Ha Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. There are two different opinions over here. One is the opinion of Rebbe, and the other is the opinion of Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. And what is this, the Tanya? Because we're in the Braisa. Hichnis Shibolin. If you're going and bringing in Shibolim, those are stalks of grain, lasos man isa, to go and make them, grind them up and make them into flour and make them into a dough. So the halach is, until you do that, ocha mehem aroi upater. You're allowed to go and eat them while they're still in the stalks of grain. You just chew on them. You make a bari pri adam in that situation, not a mazonos. And your potter are taking off trumas and isis, because it's not yet at the point where it's mechuyev in trumas and isis. However, if you're bringing them into the house, not to make a dough, but lemolulon bimlilos, you're just going to go and rub them and oil and be eating the kernels. So then Rebbe says you're chayiv in trumas and maizes at that point in time. Rebbe mechayiv. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says he's still potter at that point in time. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda is potter. So obviously, in this situation, we said molulon bimlilos, and yet it's not a case of being chayiv in trumas and maizes. It must be going according to the opinion of Rebbe Yosef by Rebbe Yehuda. Shmuel says, really? Or Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, we still could find the case, even according to Rav Yosef or Yehuda, where you'd be chayiv trumas in this situation on Yontif. What would that be? Kigon, sheichnis shibolim lasos mehem isa. If you're bringing in the shibolim for the purposes of isa, and then you change your mind, the nimlach aleim molim b'yontif, and once they're inside, you bring them inside and you say, nah, I think I'm going to eat them. And you're going to be molim, you're going to rub them together so that they're able to be eaten. But when you're now making them, you change your mind and make them lemolon biyantif, did tavla biyome. Now you've made it into tevel, even according to Rav Yosef Yehuda. So Gemara says, you're right. Elo, my truma. Here you have cases, according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, and certainly according to Rebbe, where there is an obligation to go take off truma on yantif. So how can you say that we never find an obligation to take off truma on yantif? So the answer is, when we said that there's no obligation to take off truma on yantif, my truma, it meant rov truma. Most of the time, there's no obligation to take off truma on yantif, and that's why you can't deliver, according to Beis Shammai, on yantif, because we're concerned you'll be mafrish. In a normal case, you're not allowed to be mafrish. Yes, there is a case over here that you would be allowed to be mafrish on yantif, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat it, but that's the exception to the rule, and therefore, that isn't the problem. With this, we conclude today's share.